Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, can we do the roll call, please?
Mr. Henderson?
Here.
Mr. Beebe?
Here.
Mr. Dolman?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Cupp?
Here.
Mr. Davis?
Here.
Mrs. Lucas is excused, and we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much. Our first item of business tonight is the meeting minutes from a March 31st meeting that we had. Do we have any comments or...
Approved.
We have a motion to approve by Mr. Cuff.
I second it.
Second by Mr. Jones. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries. First item of business this evening then after that is public hearing. Mr. Tyner, do you want to update us on where we are with the items 2 and 3 on our agenda?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For item number 2, the applicant and the City of Palm Coast have both agreed to continue the item to our regularly scheduled May 20th Planning Board meeting, which would be held here, same location, at 5:30. And that as well as the... modification to the master plan development agreement as well. So
okay.
If you can, you know, maybe take some action on the first item for the Flume Amendment to continue it to our regular scheduled meeting.
Okay, we just need a motion to continue
sure.
it or something.
Okay, yes.
So we're going to continue item number 2 and 3 for that matter, but let's, with item number 2, do we have a motion?
We'll postpone until the 28th of May.
Okay, we have a motion to postpone or continue,
motion
I should say. Okay, seconded by Mr. Henderson then. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Does that cover 3 also for us, or do we need to do the same
thing? I would go ahead and take
okay,
some
we'll do the same
three
thing
as well.
Then, item number 3. Okay, so Mr. Jones has the motion to continue it. Seconded by Mr. Henderson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And that brings us then to a special exception, I guess, item for soil excavation, borrow pit use, application 2862. And with that, I'll turn it over to the staff.
Mr. Chairman, first, I just, because there may be some folks listening on the radio, I just want to make sure that with the continuance of both of those items for next month, that is not... will not be held at the city office. It would be held here at the community center off Palm Coast Parkway. So just want to make that clear.
Okay, very good. That is here next on our regularly scheduled meeting on the 20th of May.
And for the next item, we have a special exception. It's for our land development code calls out for a special exception for certain land uses. And for soil extractions is one of those uses that require a special exception. And you may recall the property, because I think it was at the meeting before last, we did, this property was recently annexed, and there was a future land use map amendment and for the subject property and a zoning for the subject property. We are still waiting for the state comments to come back for the future land use amendment. City Council did take action and approved it at first reading. They will have to have an adoption hearing. With that said, you know, it's the special exception will be conditioned upon that will take place as soon as we do that. We anticipate that City Council will adopt this application. But with that said, Angie Peltaver, planner, senior planner, will have the detail staff report.
Good evening, Chairman, members of the board. As Ray said, this is an application. It's application 2862 for the Airport Commerce Center special exception for soil extraction activity, also known as a borrow pit, on this particular property. Soil extraction uses, as Ray mentioned, in LDC Chapter 3 are only allowed via a special exception use. And these are only on properties zoned Industrial 2, which is what the rezoning is actually for on the companion rezoning application that was previously approved. Additionally, special exceptions themselves are governed by Land Development Code Chapter 2, Section 2.07. And in Section Land Development Code Section 2.07, special exceptions approve a use that normally would not be appropriate within a zoning district, but if subject to appropriate limitations, conditions, and safeguards, they would promote the public health, safety, welfare, convenience, and comfort. So it's an extra level of control on this particular type of use. With that said, there are approval criteria within 2.07, and these include that in addition to the approval, the general approval criteria related to development orders generally, the criteria in 2.07 include that the use must be consistent with the specific land development code requirements for the use, that they must meet land development code concurrency requirements, and finally that the proposed use must be compatible with the surrounding neighborhoods and promote the value of surrounding land structures and buildings. So with that said, the subject property is located on the west side of Seminole Woods Boulevard. It lies between the Flagler County Airport over here to the west rather, and between the Airport Commerce Center plat, which is shown with the red, it's kind of hard to see on this, but there's the red hash that encompasses the entire plat for the Airport Commerce Center. This particular property is a 34.5-acre site. It's currently vacant, forested. It was recently annexed into the city, as Ray mentioned, and it's awaiting approval of the companion FLIM amendment and rezoning application. Some of the property characteristics and the access for this particular subject property are that the property is bordered by wetlands on the west, north, and east sides of the overall property, and you can kind of see those here where I'm kind of indicating. And the Iroquois Canal lies to the south, so there's quite a bit of natural vegetation and screening that will be in place with this particular property. And Airport Commerce Center Way itself, which is the road depicted here that terminates in the cul-de-sac, is where the access is going to be provided to the lot. The applicant also owns this adjacent parcel, which is Track D of the Airport Commerce Center plat, so access will actually be through the applicant's adjacent property. The proposed FLUM and zoning maps, which, as Ray mentioned, were approved on first reading with City Council, the future land use map category will be industrial for the subject property, and the surrounding future land uses are in Flagler County. This is all industrial. In Palm Coast, this is all mixed use. And then for the zonings, rather, everything that surrounds this property is industrial. This is all industrial one, and this is also, these are industrial lands located in Flagler County, and this is all of the airport. It's also industrial. So the companion FLUM amendment to industrial and the rezoning to IND2 were approved at first reading, and they're pending second reading after state comment. As far as the plan itself is concerned, the applicant went ahead and submitted a conceptual site plan to accompany the application so you could get an idea of generally what will be constructed, which again is a borrow pit. It's approximately 14.3 acres in size. There are wetlands, as we mentioned, that are bordering the property on pretty much all sides, and the Iroquois Canal to the south, and these lands will provide screening for the proposed use. The applicant has proposed what is a haul road that will come off of the cul-de-sac and lead down onto the property through their adjoining owned property. And the applicant has also obtained Water Management District and Army Corps permits for wetland impacts. There was a small wetland sort of here in the center, and that has been covered by the applicant through his permit process. And then, of course, the plan itself, as I said, this is the conceptual plan. It's actually subject to the technical site plan review requirements, and the applicant has submitted his technical site plan, and we're reviewing that at this time. In evaluating the special exception application, I mentioned that there were review or evaluation criteria, both from Section 2.0505, which is governing development orders, and 2.0703, which are the evaluation specifically for special exceptions. The compliance findings are that the proposed use is not in conflict with the public interest. We find that it is consistent with the comprehensive plan. There is no significant financial hardship for the city, and staff finds that this use does not create a public hazard or nuisance. The use itself must meet the performance standards of Land Development Code 4.0303 for soil extraction activities, and all of that will be covered and reviewed through the site plan application process that the applicant is currently going through. The future development must comply with all agency regulations, such as the Water Management District, Army Corps, and, of course, the city's comp plan and land development code. And generally, we find that what the applicant is proposing to do is generally consistent with the use requirements in Section 4.0303, which is the specific performance standards for borrow pits, subject to adjustments through the technical site plan review process, some sort of fine details that have to be fine-tuned through that process. Acceptable level of service standards will be maintained. The applicant is not proposing anything on this site other than a borrow pit, so there will all the concurrency requirements will be satisfied. And the applicant also submitted a traffic impact statement in regards to the proposed use. It generates negligible peak hour traffic, and there is no other development proposed other than a borrow pit at this time. The environmental impacts to the site, I mentioned the small wetland that was impacted on the site, have been addressed through the Palm Coast Land Development Code and through the applicant obtaining his Water Management District and Army Corps permits. And we find that, generally speaking, the proposed use is compatible with the surrounding industrial uses and zoning districts. With that being said, staff finds that application 2862 complies with the requirements of the comprehensive plan and sections 2.0505 and 2.0703 of the Land Development Code. Thus, it meets the criteria to approve the requested special exception use. So our recommendation is that staff recommends that the Planning and Land Development Regulation Board approve application 2862, a special exception for soil extraction use on the property, subject to final approval of the associated comprehensive plan amendment and rezoning applications. And the applicant is here if there are questions for the applicant.
Okay. Does the applicant want to make a presentation? Or?
Just a short, just a minute.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Oh, good evening. I'm Clint Smith of Florida Landmark Communities. We are the applicant for this. As the staff has told you, this was recently annexed and was before you, I think, a couple or a month or two ago for the land use and zoning, and has been to the city council, and that is pending, I guess, on the review from the state. But one of the reasons, really two reasons that we looked to do this, one is we had a borrow pit in town center that operated over the last several years, and it's now closed. It's basically used up and closed. And there was a fair amount of need for that over the last several years, and there's not a borrow source anywhere in this area currently. All of them are significant haul distance away for projects in Palm Coast and would be a significant haul distance for projects in our town center project. So that was one of the reasons that we look to do it. And second, we have this property that's next to industrial lots, and you might ask why we're not doing more industrial lots, and that's because all that purple you see we've had for quite some time and haven't sold one of them. So we really didn't want another 20 or 30 acres of industrial that we would sit on for 20 or 30 years. So those two things combined kind of led us to this area. As Angie has said, it's well buffered from everyone. The land of the south, by the way, on the other side of the canal, is owned by us, so it's buffered from everybody else. And I think there's a lot of information in your packet, but if you have any questions for me, just let me know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, at this time, we'll bring it back to the board and see if there's any questions for staff or applicant before we have public comment. So start down with Chris.
What's the intended use after the 5 to 8 year life of this borrow pit? Are you going to use it as a retention pond? What's your anticipation there?
Well, futuristic, looking down the road, there's two options. One is to just leave it as basically a lake. What we would like to do, and I talked to city staff about this, but this, again, would be something that would have to be discussed in the future, is if the dirt sales go well, we would like to eventually tie that pond into Iroquois Waterway and then basically give it to the city, and it would be additional stormwater treatment area for the city system. There's probably another 30 acre feet of storage that would be available, but that's tentative. I mean, that's only that's looking maybe 10 years down the road. It's just an option, but if we were not able to do that, we would basically just leave it as a pond or a lake.
How deep are you planning on digging?
30 feet.
You wouldn't want to give it to the city now? You wouldn't want to give it to the city now for at the end of the life of the borough pit?
I'm not sure it would take it, to be honest with you. They might. That would be an option. It's probably better to tie it into Iroquois down the road because it gives them more storage. It would add a significant amount of storage to that entire system down there. And we did have some preliminary discussion. But that's something that's down the road and would have to be discussed again at the time. I don't know when that would be. I don't know how many years it's going to take. We're guessing 5 to 7 years. Could be quicker, could be slower. But basically those two options. Either leave it as just a lake. I don't really need it for stormwater treatment. We already have stormwater treatment on the lots that are adjacent to it, and I can't really build anything else there. So the two options are to basically leave it as a pond or tie it into Iroquois and then give it to the city.
So the industrial lots that haven't sold yet, they already have on-site retention?
Some of them have ponds.
Common area retention.
Some of them have ponds. There's a common area pond for a roadway. Most of them are required to have their own pond on-site. It would be pretty expensive to try to come back and tie back into that, to that, and make it a common facility, because you'd basically be digging up that whole road. That wouldn't make much sense. So the original theory for those lots was that each one of them would have their own small pond, like you see most everywhere.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I'm there.
Mr. Davis?
My concern is the weight limits for Seminole Woods or tandem trucks pulling dirt out of the area. Is Seminole Woods going to be able to handle the weight of these trucks coming out of there? Because when they do overfill them, and I don't think the city has a crew that checks weights on vehicles. I'm concerned about the foundation of Seminole Woods being able to handle this type of traffic.
Well, yes. I mean, we've got, Seminole Woods was constructed to our standards. We have, it's a major roadway through our city with lots of traffic, both residential, commercial. It could withstand the capacity. And yes, we do have our Public Works crew and a team over at Public Works that maintains our roadway system, inspects our roadways, and paves our roadways. So yes, we believe that the roads can handle the weight of the trucks. And I would say, like Mr. Smith said, we don't have a whole lot of these within the city. From an economic development standpoint, from a planning standpoint, to have access close by on our roadway network rather than, having folks haul in soil and dirt from other areas and traveling within the city, that's what they're doing now. So at least we have a kind of a closer network to get to where it needs to go to put the fill.
So there is no type of fee or anything that would help to support the damages done to, if any damages are done to Seminole Woods, as far as the taxpayer is going to pick up a private company's destruction.
It's a public roadway. It's built to the standards for the public use. You've got tanker trucks, heavy tanker trucks. You have construction traffic. It's a public roadway. We can't assess, you know, individual companies to use our public roadway. So it meets the capacity.
That's all.
I don't have any questions.
Mr. Cuff?
Just more for general information. Did the applicant say that they're also the applicant for the proposed amendment that's shown just south of Iroquois Waterway? Clint, there's a proposed flume amendment for some residential property. Or are you Florida Landmark? For
a proposed one?
Well, it's showing on the map that shows.
There was a flume amendment. I don't think you were here that
way.
But there was a flume amendment for... I think there were actually three properties that were there.
Okay.
That was before the board 2 months ago, maybe.
Okay. What was the status of that? That's still pending.
It was approved by this board or recommended for approval. It went on to the city council last month, maybe the month before, and it was approved on first reading. It's been transmitted to the state,
okay.
And when it comes back, if everything is all right, then they will hold the second reading.
That's really. Yes. I just wasn't sure what the status of it was. I thought it had been before us at a meeting on this.
Yeah, this process has to go. You know, when council approves it at first reading, we have to send to the state for their quick review, and I think it's 30 days, and we should have that back, I mean, very soon, and we don't anticipate any issues with the state.
Okay. That was the only question I had.
Yes. Mr. Henderson?
Wasn't there a borough bid off of US 1 over by the African American Cultural Society?
Not that I'm aware of.
A borough bid?
Clint, do you know
where?
I didn't really hear all the question.
I didn't.
You said it was there a borough pit near
wasn't
the.
Wasn't there right off on US 1 over near, not far from White Republic?
There was one there right near the fire tower, east side of US 1. That I think Dennis Ross had that, and that I think that was closed back. You know, even during the boom, I think it. I think it hadn't operated for a long time. In fact, I think there was a residential community that was proposed there several years ago.
That's right.
Okay, so this will be for how long? About.
Well, we estimated 400 to 450,000 cubic yards will come out of it, and we think 5 to 7 years. Of course, that's going to depend on the demand. There's no way to know for certain.
And after it, you said, I heard what you said, I have nothing else.
Okay. At this point, because it is a public hearing, we will entertain any comments from anybody from the public that would like to speak. If there's anybody that would like to come to the podium. And seeing none, we will bring it back to the board and entertain any further questions or any recommendations or motions.
Just a time question, Mr. Chairman. The full amendment and the zoning change have not been finalized with the City Council yet. So my assumption is that even if we approve this, City Council would not move on this until after the full amendment.
Yeah, City Council won't act on this. This is y'all's decision. What will happen is once the full amendment gets adopted, and we anticipated that it will, we will call the chair, Mr. Beebe, in and sign the document once that's been taken place. Yeah.
One has to go up before the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, though, that this item, you know, it comes to our level, and that's it.
Yes.
So it does not. Well, this is not a recommendation to the City Council. This is an approval or not at this level. So.
Well, mechanically, it won't get signed until after the City Council.
Right. Right.
I move to approve.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve, and we have a second by Mr. Jones. Sure. Any discussion?
On the way down, 30 feet, 30, 35 feet down, some of the wells go that far. You're not afraid you'll have water?
That we would hit water?
Yeah.
Oh, we're certain to hit water. There was a dewatering plan that you had to submit when you go for your permit from the Water Management District. All that was done. It's actually constructed in cells. They don't just dig the whole thing at once. They do it in partitions. But there is a dewatering plan in place that was approved by the Water Management District. And in Town Center, we went down 50 feet in some of those. So, you know, certainly you hit water, but you just have to have a plan for it.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to approve this item, this special exception for the borrow pit. We have a second. The motion was by Mr. Dolny. The second was by Mr. Jones. I want to do a roll call then.
Mr. Henderson?
Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Beebe?
Yes.
Mr. Cuff?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you very much. Do we have anything?
Yeah, I've got one thing.
Okay.
Before you adjourn.
Okay. We'll let the staff come back. And
is that okay?
Sure, absolutely.
I'd like to introduce someone to you.
Okay.
Chuck? School board member. Remember in the past where we would have a school board representative and
Mr. Henderson and I remember that. The rest of the board doesn't.
Yeah, you don't remember.
Yeah, yes.
Remember. But, you know, we're getting busy and you know, Chuck's the new guy. And if you say a few words about, you know, where you come from and when you joined the school board. But I said that he'd have a nice seat up here with us. You know, especially as you know, we have an interlocal agreement,
right.
And we definitely, although the school board member is not a voting member, we definitely want to hear the feedback, especially when it comes to residential development and concurrency and making sure that we're all on the same page as we start to develop and grow again here in Palm Coast, that we're on the same page as the school board. So I think it's going to be a help our team out.
Excellent. Yeah. Did you want to say a word?
Sure. I'm Chuck Neese. I actually come from the consulting world. We've met via telephone and email. I used to work for Universal. So I've been a resident of Flagler County for 11 years. I actually went to Afghanistan for about 3 years before hanging it up and decided I didn't want to travel anymore. And I lucked into the job because Walt Fisher retired. So I've been with the school board since February as the director of plant services, which is over all of maintenance, all construction, all special projects, and dealing with all the local municipalities. So glad to be on board. I've had fun so far. I've met a few of you, a couple of you, but look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you. Welcome, and we look forward to having your input.
Thank you.
I tell you, it's amazing how, you know, since I've been there and our city manager is really, you know, Mr. Landon has really brought the school board and the city, you know, that communication. And we work together so well, you know, in the background and things like concurrency, you know, the stuff that we do before it gets to y'all of, you know, what the school board needs as far as, you know, I'm working with them on concurrency, also working on some of our capital projects that we do, like, you know, sidewalks and having a partnership with them and you know, bus stop location, those type of things. And so it's been really good. And we have, you know, partnerships with a lot of our fields, you know, our school fields and ball fields and have a great relationship and team up and partner to share those facilities makes really good sense. You know, right now we've partnered with them on the Bulldog Drive area. That project is almost completed with helping them, you know, having a partnership where, you know, helping them with some of the stormwater and then providing some easement, some land. And right now we are, you know, working on the landscape out front, working with them on that, beautifying the landscape on State Road 100 to be consistent with the other areas of 100. We have a very successful tree nursery that Bill Butler and Carol run over at the high school, Palm Coast High School. So we just continue to have excellent relationships with the school board, and it's a pleasure working with all of them.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else from your end? We're going to meet our regular meeting next month.
Yeah, we're going to have our regular meeting next month. We are also working on, like I had told y'all, that we were working on some code amendments as well. So, you know, just an update. There was, as I discussed with you before. You know, our code was done in 2008. It's a breathing document. Things change. You know, as we work the code, we see things that don't work. We get feedback from stakeholders that say this doesn't work. So we're really going through that process now. I've actually went to, there's an association that the city belongs to that I'm more and more actively involved with, and that's the Volusia County / Flagler County Association of Responsible Development, which is a group of folks, real credible group of individuals. And they have a board and they have a lot of members, and a lot of their members are, you know, attorneys, landscape professionals, engineers, stormwater professionals, traffic engineers, you know, you name it, biologists. So tapping into this group, I think is going to be very beneficial before we come to workshop, is to have them also look at our code and make suggestions and be involved with that process, because my experience has been the more we get the stakeholders, the people who are actually out there working with it and seeing some issues and seeing how we can better our code, the better the code it's going to be. So we really look forward to working with the F-card, V-card individuals on our code. So some of this information will be coming forward to y'all in workshops this year. As a matter of fact, we probably next meeting you will take action. I'm hoping to contact y'all maybe to have a workshop prior to that meeting, but council actually directed staff to look at our fence regulations, and they also asked us to look at pertaining to our alcohol section in the code, alcohol sales, bars, standalone bars, and those type of things. So We had a couple workshops with city council at their direction, and we kind of told them what our code is and some of the feedback, and so they gave us some good direction and some guidance to move forward to work with you. So Bill Hoover has been drafting, following their direction on bars and fences. So we'll be coming back, you know, hopefully contacting you to maybe workshop those before the next meeting, so y'all are very familiar with it. But, you know, with that said, the other, we are being, city staff, we're being proactive and working some of these issues with the code, and we want to come forward with some workshops here in the near future. We're looking at the landscape parking requirements is one that we are really looking at hard. We are looking at our architectural guidelines in our chapter, some of the things that, you know, has been issues. One, I think, Mr. Dolney, you had mentioned a long time ago about looking at the architectural standards in the industrial section, because right now, to be quite frank, building an industrial section, you're not allowed to have an aluminum building when 90% of them are out there aluminum. We need to address that and look at those standards compared to the rest of the city. So a lot of different things we're looking at, and we're looking forward to coming and working with this board and trying to make our code a lot better, a lot stronger, and a lot, you know, so.
Okay. Thank you. With that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.